All this week, we'll be bringing you a series of stories from the documentary New York in the World with Garrick Utley about the state of the economy in New York State that will air on WRVO this Sunday evening at 7. In this era of globalization, no other state has benefited as much and suffered as much as New York. We'll bring you stories of union workers in Buffalo, fashion designers in New York City, and farmers in the Finger Lakes, all talking about how they've found a place amid today's new economic realities. But first, a little history from host Garrick Utley.
The story of New York begins with a tiny settlement perched precariously on the island of Manhattan.
And there was a wooden wall that was built right down the middle of the street, which was to keep out the British.
The wall disappeared, but the name stayed.
Correct.
Glanman is passionate about and guides visitors through the twisting streets and rich history of the old city.
This was not a religious utopian retreat. This was not for Puritans or pilgrims that wanted to live a more devout life. This was a corporation in Holland that decided, hey, we can make some money.
From the beginning, New Amsterdam, the future New York, was a global settlement. By 1640, the small company town had opened its doors to free trade and investment and diversity. 18 languages were spoken here. Today, you hear even more. About three centuries, the New York business model for growth, jobs, and a better life worked beautifully for people in all parts of the state.
Off to 100 years ago,
it was easy to shuffle off to Buffalo or to honeymoon at nearby Niagara Falls. Buffalo was the second busiest railroad hub in the nation after Chicago. The Erie Canal and then railroad lines crisscrossing the state brought industry, investment, jobs, and prosperity. 1963, 50 years ago, the soundtrack had changed, but the tune was still upbeat. When Governor Nelson Rockefeller gave his annual State of the State address, it rang with confidence.
This administration has set as its goal the stimulation of the greatest economic expansion in the state's history. 500,000 new jobs in the next 4 years.
Even then, Governor Rockefeller knew that the future lay in a growing global economy.
To advance this effort, I opened a Commerce Department office in Montreal last September, the first outside the country. A similar office will be opened this year in Europe.
A personal story. I am in Brussels in 1963, a young reporter for NBC News covering my first story, the opening of that very New York State trade office. Governor Rockefeller enters the room, and I vividly recall he looks into the assembled television cameras and says, quote, New York is open for business. Fast forward to Governor Andrew Cuomo.
We have to relearn the lesson our founders knew, and we have to put up a sign that says New York is open for business.
Same line, New York is open for business, but half a century later in a very different world. In 1963, few New Yorkers, even a Rockefeller as governor, understood what was coming. Yes, the world was knocking on New York's door, but not to invest and create jobs, rather to take them.
That was Garrick Utley, host of New York in the World. The entire documentary can be heard on WRVO Public Media this Sunday evening at 7. Tomorrow, we'll hear how one General Motors plant outside Buffalo has survived, even as New York's manufacturing jobs have disappeared.